This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Got a couple of comments in via text. Thank you, by the way, for your support of our rant, I guess we had the last
hour. Were they pro or anti?
No, for us. And, I don't know that rant's the right word. We're just speaking the truth, folks.
Nah, it was a rant.
It's a rant, but it's frustrating. And I told Andy, you know, top of the hour during the break there that, you know, I mean this. Every time I go spend over $5 a gallon for diesel and I see it on the pump and it's right there in front of you. And I know there's not much difference between $5.05 and $4.99. I get it. But it's that five in front that just ticks you off.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. But you know what angers me even more? And I am terribly angry about the gas prices. But even more... No, I know people who have lost jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And been, or been persecuted.
Yes.
You know, due to mandates and things like this.
Oh, yeah, I've had them text us and call in and ask questions and, you know, things I have to ask Dr. Kelly about and so on. Oh, yeah, Andy. Yeah, we have listeners that fit that criteria as well.
Yeah, and it breaks my heart. I look at them and it breaks my heart, and then I look back at the people who did not vote accordingly, and I just feel enraged.
Yet.
I'm not going to jump a fence, but I feel enraged.
Well, yet. And I said, as we closed out that last hour, that this, folks, is an all-out war. And if you're a conservative, a Christian especially, a Christian conservative, let me give you a little wake-up call. We are at war.
Yes.
Not only for the soul of your country, but for your soul and the soul of your family as well. If you don't believe me, just look around, folks.
Yes.
If you don't think for a second that I'm right, it doesn't take very long to prove it. And here's how I'm going to prove that point. Lori Lightfoot, and I know she's a nut job, but she's still the mayor of Chicago.
Right.
She tweeted, "To my friends in the LGBTQ plus," I guess now it's plus community because we don't want to put the long string of letters after that, "but to the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next." Don't know why she thinks that, but she does.
Oh, gosh.
"This moment has to be a call to arms." Now, I did want to tweet back, but I refrained. Because I was going to tweet back directly to her and say, "A call to arms from the party that has none? Because you guys don't believe in them?"
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that is confusing.
I mean, it's kind of funny in a way. You're calling folks to arms, but you don't have any. Good luck with that, by the way.
Yeah, good luck.
Have fun. But this is the other side. Folks, this is a war. All-out war. Trust me.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're sitting back there, folks, I'm sorry. I know I'm sounding harsh today, but I got to be honest. If you're saying, "I voted my conscience," let me tell you something, okay? Your vote is not... Your vote is not a protest. What your vote is a strategic mathematical decision. You are going to add one to the most viable.
That's right. To a column.
Yes. To the best numerically viable candidate. If that candidate is not numerically viable,
then don't vote for them.
Right. Because now, if that candidate is not numerically viable, then you are wasting your vote. Oh, no, I'm not, because I'm making a statement. Nobody cares about your statement. Everybody who's suffering under Joe Biden right now doesn't care about how many votes the Libertarian got. Everybody who's suffering under Joe, everybody who's losing jobs because of, you know, of mandates or having to pay $5 for diesel, none of these people care about how many votes, about the fact that you added one into the column of a third party candidate, the Constitution Party or whatever. Nobody cares. It didn't help anyone. Nobody. You're saying I'm making a protest? Well, I got news for you. It's a silent protest because no one's hearing your voice.
Right.
You made, you didn't make, you threw a rock on the water and it didn't make a ripple. Okay.
Right.
That's you. You just made the worst protest ever because you made zero impact. Now, take a step back. Next time around, 2022, the end of it's coming. November's coming. Next time, will you please cast a numerically viable vote? One that is for a numerically viable candidate who can help get us the hell out of this. Go ahead, John.
Oh, so much to talk about. I got a couple of minutes here. If I don't finish it, we'll come back and talk some more. First of all, I've said this so many times, but I got to keep saying it because evidently it hasn't sunk in yet. This is a constitutional republic. I'm going to really step on toes when I say this. God himself, who I love dearly, doesn't choose your president. You do.
He gave you that responsibility.
You have free will to vote accordingly, and we are hiring an employee that works for us to run the country. That's what every elected office in this country does. They work for us. You have the choice as citizenry, whether or not you're going to retain them and keep them working for you or not. It's completely up to you as to how that works. So please, for the love of God, stop saying, well, you know, God put Joe Biden in. No, he didn't. That was your stupid mistake. Don't blame God for your stupidity. I mean that. I'm going to say it again. Do not blame God Almighty for your stupidity, please.
No.
Am I right?
You're totally right. Don't blame him.
No more than the children of Israel could blame God for having Saul as their king when God said, you don't need one. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what they remind me of, John? They remind me of the servant who was upset because he didn't feel he got a fair shake. He only got, what, 2 talents instead of 5 or 10. And so what did he do? He went and buried it and didn't do anything with it. Well, isn't that what you're doing with your vote when you cast it for somebody who's not even numerically viable because you want to make a protest? You're burying your vote, and then you're whining about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got no sympathy that way.
I got no sympathy for you.
None. I'm going to talk in a moment. I wasn't going to, but you know what? I've come this far today. I might as well.
Okay.
We've got something similar happening in the great state of Colorado that I'll talk about as soon as I come back. If I'm going to step on toes, shoot, I might as well just get the big boots out and step on them all today.
Have at it.
So we'll come back and talk about that in a moment as well. Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, who, by the way, even if you've got a business and you've got maybe a collection issue, things along those lines where you need help, we talked with Kevin the other day about liens, filing liens on property and so on. Those are things Kevin can help you with as well. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law Firm. It's FLESCH.
Flesh and Beck Law will make sure you don't leave money on the table. Too many personal injury attorneys focus on volume of cases. Driven by sheer numbers, other legal firms will try to settle every case as quickly as possible so they get their money sooner, sometimes leaving money on the table in the process. They may avoid taking personal injury cases to trial because of the extra work involved. Kevin Flesh handles every one of his cases personally from start to finish, developing individual relationships with his clients. Although many of his personal injury cases do close quickly, within 60 days or so, Kevin will never rush the process. He will keep working on your behalf until he feels confident you have received fair value. Kevin Flesh estimates that his clients receive at least 25% higher settlements on average because he refuses to accept anything less than fair value. Don't leave money on the table. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Get that $49 AC tune-up right now. They'll get everything ready to go for you so that you're ready. And really, by doing so, you'll save money, too, because you use less energy when things are functioning properly. 720-526-0231 or find Absolute at klzradio.com.
You spend a lot of money on your furnace. Now make sure your investment pays off for years to come. Sign up for an Absolute Advantage membership to maintain your HVAC systems. Now free to KLZ listeners for the first year. Call 720-526-0231. The team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air provides long-term customer service, meaning they don't focus on a one-time sale. They want to become your preferred home services partner for the lifetime of your furnace and beyond. To prove their commitment, they're offering free Absolute Advantage memberships to KLZ listeners for the first year, a $369 value. Receive waived dispatch fees during normal business hours, discounted after-hours service fees, a free yearly furnace maintenance and safety inspection, and more. Sign up for the Absolute Advantage membership now. Call 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, since we're on a roll today,
yes,
and we're stepping on all sorts of toes, yes, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. I might as well step on some more.
Okay.
Danielle Neuschwanger, shut up, drop out, run again the next time around, but do not run on some other stupid party ticket as we go through this governor's election in 2022.
Agreed.
All you're doing is screwing things up.
And John, I like Danielle.
I do too, okay, but is not going to help us.
I thought she had some very good positions. I thought she was terrific in interviews. I really did. And I thought there was a lot of upside to Danielle Neuschwanger. You didn't win. Now, she feels she was cheated. She's provided no evidence of this. But B, even if she were, it's too late.
Yeah. It's like the election that we all know had a lot of evil influence and went Biden's way.
Right.
2000 Mules, the movie. We're going to talk about that on the National Crawford Roundtable this week, by the way. But, yeah, that movie pretty much tells you that there was a lot of hanky-panky that went on in the election. But what have I said numerous times, Andy, since then? Move on, folks. I get it. Yes, let's not let it happen again. But you're not going to overturn what's already happened.
Yeah, don't try to overturn. Expose, 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 expose. Because the more you expose with things like 2,000 Mules, the bigger we're going to win in November and in 2024. So that's great. I totally support it. And by the way, I love it. But if you're saying we must overturn, guys, you're not going to get that. No. When you're demanding things you can't have, you're setting yourself back.
So back to Danielle, which again, I'm with Andy. I like Danielle. I've never met her face to face, but I like what she stood for. I like the different things that I read, inside of her website and some of the interviews she did and so on. Bottom line is, you're not on the primary ticket as a Republican.
No.
Suck it up, Danielle. Move on. Try harder the next time. Start earlier. Do whatever you need to do the next time around. If you feel like it's something that you're still passionate about at that point in time and you want to be governor of the great state of Colorado, it doesn't have to be the end of it. But running on some other third-party ticket, whatever that one is you choose to do, will do nothing but 100% guarantee a polis victory.
Yes. And by the way, John, you bring up a great point. What is she doing? She's killing her political future. It's like, Danielle, you didn't win this one. There'll be another one. First of all, there's major elections every 2 years. You're very well-spoken.
Very young. So keep going.
You're young. You're well-spoken. You're effective at a lot of what you say. For goodness sake, this was only the beginning, and what you're doing right now is alienating the very party, which is the only competitive party you could run in. Why do that?
If you don't have this one, you're not winning anything.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying this angrily at her. I'm saying this
kindly
for her. Yep. I'm saying I believe that you have a lot of potential, and you could do a lot of winning and do a lot of big things, but you have to be in a vehicle that can win. You can't get in a vehicle that has no tires. Okay, and that's what a third-party vehicle is. I'm sorry, numerically it's true.
You are correct.
You can't just protest. Your bitterness is not as important as the future of the people of this state.
Right. That's right. And the future, by the way, of the party that you may or may not like, but the bottom line is Andy's right. And for those of you maybe that don't understand this, let me give you another little bit of enlightenment. As much as a lot of you out there don't like the two-party system this country has, it's what we have. Get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
Until you get enough momentum, which you don't have, by the way, right now, until you get enough momentum to make a difference with some other third party, fourth party, whatever it happens to be, it is what it is, folks, because there is not any other way of winning an election by splitting, you know, by basically taking X amount of votes from one party and dividing them up. That
right,
doesn't
because
work.
She's not taking any votes from the Democrats. Zero. Okay, she's only going to be taking votes from the Republican. And by the way, John, you know, these people who complain about the two-party system. You know, and I can see, hey, do you know me? I don't totally line up with all Republican beliefs.
I don't either.
But let me ask you something. If you look around the world at these countries that have three or four or five parties of dominance, how well are they running?
Not
very. Where is this Valhalla on Earth, this glorious paradise that we're missing out on? Because they have a multi-party system, and we have a two-party system. Please, John, do me a little geography here. Point to it on a map. Where is it working great?
It's not. It's not, folks.
No.
There is no place.
What, Britain? Are you kidding? France? Give me a break.
No, Andy. It's not. It's not working any... It that doesn't work is probably the bottom line and the best way to say it.
No.
It just doesn't work. In the United States of America, currently, 2020, we have a two-party system. Yes, I know there's a lot of other folks you'll see come up on a ticket and the Green Party and this party and that party and blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, there's two parties. Democrat, Republican, which side are you on?
Right.
Bottom line. Sorry, that's the only two you've got. There isn't any other choices. Not in my book.
John, it would be kind of ludicrous for me to place a $100 bet on a college team to win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
They're not viable.
Yeah,
okay.
Not going to happen.
Don't waste. Well, your vote is worth a lot more than $100.
Craig, you're next. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John, Andy. I liked what I heard from that Daniel Neuschwanger as well.
She
said she had requested under a public records request, the state budget, saw how money was being diverted from, you know, and Polis giving himself a big raise and things like that.
Yep. Yeah.
And I liked what I heard out of her. But then I heard she was going to run, again, since she didn't make the runoff, she's going to run under the Constitution Party.
Right.
Correct?
Yes. Right. I believe that is correct.
On the radio the other day, the Colorado leader of the Constitution Party said that she had announced that she was going to be on the ticket as the Constitution Party candidate before they had even announced it. And the state leader of the Constitution Party had no explanation for how she knew she was going to be accepted that position on the ballot. And then she went to another meeting after having said that she was going to be running as the Constitution Party candidate on the ballot, went to another meeting and said she still was a Republican. So I'm like, this sounds like the biggest mess. And like you said, it's only going to help Polis get reelected.
Yeah, this isn't helping. And it's not even helping the party on down the road. Because, what people seem to forget, we are at war. The last thing any side needs when you're at war is infighting on that side, because all you do when you infight is create a better chance for the other team, the other side, to win.
And by the way, John,
right?
Yes, and you know me, I was in the military. The military, Army, Air Force, all of them, they have internal squabbles.
They do.
We have internal times when we bitterly disagree on various, you know, projects and various things that we're asked to do. But when it comes time for war, I don't like say I'm going to go third party and not be Air Force.
No, you're United.
Not United Armed Forces. I am going to go into the battle as one of you, and the disagreements are set aside. This is the same thing.
I agree. We can't do this, Craig. Sorry. And I know there's probably very few people out there on radio that will even do what I just did, but I guess I'm that guy, Craig.
Well, Polis is a political machine right now. He's announced that there will not be, I guess they voted on, or did they pass, that there will not be sales tax on diapers and women's feminine.
Yeah, I saw
products.
That the other day. I meant to talk about it. In fact, it was in my notes. I just never got around to it. So yes, the pink products, they call it. I've talked about it on the program before. But, yeah, they're going to discontinue sales tax on those items.
and then his announcement that he's going to not put the 2% gas tax in effect and give us our refunds we have coming on
Tabor.
State sales tax on Tabor under the Tabor Act, and all these things, and of course all of the major networks in Denver are running with it. Whether
sure.
it's, you know,
sure. Well, they're on his team. That's his voice, Craig. You know, Kyle Clark's his little minion.
So when you the party that's attempting to put the state back into a conservative mode is having to fight that, and then you start an internal squabble with the conservatives among themselves, you can't win an
Kiss
election.
Kiss a goodbye. No, you're right, Craig, because you might as well just stay home. You're not going to win anyways, not at that point. I won't. I'll still vote, and the rest of you will as well. So, you know, please don't take that literally. But at the end of the day, it's sort of futile if we keep doing this.
Yeah, just...
Sorry. And by the way, sorry, Greg Lopez, who I interviewed yesterday, but if you have what we are talking about right now going on, even a guy like Greg doesn't have a chance of winning because there won't be enough votes to win, folks. It's math, Andy said.
If he has what going on?
These squabbles and the things we've got going on right now, no Republican can win, Andy.
Unfortunately, Greg Lopez, too many times I've heard him on a lot of different networks, sounds like a great guy, has a good track record and everything, but his biggest platform thing is that he wants the state to buy the toll roads so that we can reduce traffic in the city and maybe more people will drive the toll roads on a free basis. I'm like, we got a lot more going on in their state than that.
Yeah, that probably would not be my highlight of my talking points, me personally.
Too many times I've heard him and it seems to be like one of his major talking points and I'm like, no, that's not, you know, that's
you know why that is though, Craig. That's what the Republican base in this state wants.
Well,
by the way, I'm not one of those.
I've never even given it a thought. I don't.
I'm not one of those, but I just know that on the hardcore right, that's what folks in this particular state want from that side of the aisle. By the way.
Well, see, I want my gas tax to go for keep repairing the lousy condition of our roads and not be subverting that money for electric charging stations for people that don't pay gas.
In walking paths and bike paths and all of the other nonsense we spend it on.
Craig, explain to us, why do you hate the earth?
I don't hate the earth. I mean, I do what I can. Like I said, I'm using a push mower tonight, you know, instead of filling up the gas.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's just, and I'm in the, it, I'm out walking my dogs in the morning. People are throwing beer cans and popcorn. I pick them up and I recycle. I take them to the recycling.
Good for you. Well, you know why? Because that's what we do on our side. Even though we're accused of not, you know, take Andy's words, we're accused of not loving the earth. The bottom line, Craig, is we on our side, we don't message this correctly, but we love it more than the other side does. And we do more for it than the other side does.
Well, I heard some statistics about how many tons of ore has to be mined for just one electric vehicle battery, and it was mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling, actually. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
So, no, Craig, I appreciate it. Good stuff as always. And yeah, so I guess you guys can all, you know, send your hate emails in or whatever. I don't care. Is what it is.
What
I just
were
speak
people
my mind.
Saying earlier? Pretty nice text.
Yeah. Some of the ones earlier, real quick, I can say, aren't Christians supposed to be forgiving people, i.e. in regards to Trump? Some of these Christians need to lose their self-righteousness, lose their self-righteous holier than thou attitudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spot on. You're exactly right. I swear we have terrorists in the Democrat Party running this country. Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
Yep.
There is no way this is not intentional and going to destroy our country. Agree with that as well. Also, the next politician I hear say, our democracy is under attack. I'm going to throttle them. Go back to school and learn what we are. I'm with you on that one. You hear me say that constantly. Even our side of the aisle needs to stop calling this country a democracy. It's not.
It's a republic.
It's a republic. It's a constitutional republic. Say that over and over and over again and stop calling it a democracy, folks.
A pure democracy is mob rule.
Yeah, it's two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Right.
That's democracy. We don't want that, folks.
Although I did put money on the wolves. I made out pretty well.
Probably a good bet on your part, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. Again, if you want to chime in on this or give your thoughts, and are Andy and I right, wrong, what do you think? 303-477-5600. I got more to say, but I'll do it after the break. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, call him today for your free mortgage review, 720-895-0500.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once, and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop! Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
High Five Plumbing. So, folks, whether you've got a drain that's leaking, a dripping faucet, something's not draining out correctly, or you have a supply issue, or you just want to make some upgrades inside your home, High Five Plumbing can do all of that and do a water quality test for you for free at the same time. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or find them at klzradio.com.
You once dreaded calling the plumber. You worried about their integrity, reliability, and overall morals. That was before you knew about High Five. Now you have a plumbing company that shares your core values of giving back to the community. On top of excellent customer service, reasonable pricing, and friendly technicians, High Five Plumbing donates $500 per month to a charitable organization no matter what. That's because the owners, Levi and Cassie, care about the communities they serve beyond potential profits. On top of that, they donate $10 of every High Five Club membership so you can be part of their charitable mission. They even give 100% of the proceeds from all apparel sold to a charitable organization of the staff's choice every month. And they donate 1% of the revenue from a service truck each month. You care about giving back to your community and you need a great plumber. Now you're not scared to call a plumber because they prove they care through customer and community service. Call 877-934-4445. Or 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE for plumbing that gives back.
All right, RoofMax is next, folks. Get that roof inspected. Any repairs that are needed, Dave Hart can do that as well. He can extend the life of your current roof if it's an asphalt shingle roof or fix any other roof style that you've got, metal, flat, doesn't matter. Dave is a complete roofing genius, by the way. He can do it all. 303-710-6916 or find him at rushtoreason.com.
When it comes to something as large and expensive as your roof, you should avoid replacing it. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax reactivates the seal strips on your shingles, making them more leak-proof and more secure in a storm and tougher to damage. Dave Hart at RoofMax is an expert in extending the life of your roof. Roof replacements are more expensive for you and often completely unnecessary. When your damage is too severe to qualify for roof rejuvenation, he can handle a repair or full roof replacement. But don't spend unnecessary money when you can extend and improve the quality of your roof for less money. You can revisit roof replacement after rejuvenation because it adds 5 more guaranteed years of life. And you will have time to budget for total replacement when you actually need it, since rejuvenation can potentially add 15 to 20 years to the life of your roof. Call Dave Hart at RoofMax today. 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right. We're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right. I want to move into EVs for a moment. Charlie sent me an article yesterday. Craig was talking about it a moment ago as well. And there's a statement that I read. I'm sure this is a lefty. In fact, I know it is. But this particular statement would make it maybe seem like he's not, but let me explain the statement. Very important reminder to Americans that owning a car doesn't make you bad. Okay, I agree with that. Being forced to own a car, well, see, nobody's forced to own a car, but being forced to own a car because alternatives don't exist is what's bad. See, that's where him and I have a problem. What he's really saying is attacks on car centrism is not an attack on drivers. Actually, it is, because what they're really attacking is the fact that we have freedom to move about, and they don't want that. What this guy's saying
is attacking private ownership.
No, yeah, what he's saying is if we had more RTD.
Oh, come on.
More trains, more buses, more what have you, we wouldn't need cars. That's really what this statement says, by the way. It may not seem like that, but that's what he's saying. In other words, don't be mad at drivers that have no choice but to own a car. Instead, put in more infrastructure so they don't have to.
Is he insane? Does he understand how big Colorado is? How big the Denver metro area is?
I don't know if this was a local statement or a national statement, but regardless, doesn't matter. This is how the left thinks.
Okay.
This is a lefty statement. It makes it sound like they're on your side as a car owner, but they're not. Trust me. They're
not.
No,
he's not.
They never will be, by the way.
No.
This is a poke in the eye saying, you guys, you know, all of you, every city out there needs to spend more money on light rail, RTD, blah, 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 blah.
Gosh, such a waste of money.
A huge waste of money. Yes. No comparison.
No.
Yes, I'm an outspoken critic. Haven't done this for a while, but I'm a very outspoken critic of RTD, the rapid tax drain, because that's exactly what it is. It is one of the most inefficient, overly mismanaged, gross negligence. I mean, outside of CDOT, it's right up there at the top of what we waste money on as taxpayers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right up there at the top,
The
folks.
One advantage is there's not enough parking downtown, and you can take that downtown, and it alleviates some of the parking pressure. I'll give it that. Does that make it worth it? Not even remotely close.
Mm-mm. Nope. And their ridership continues to dwindle, mainly because it's not convenient. It's not convenient to ride public transportation, at least in this area, and not maybe other areas around the country it is, but not here in the West, it's not.
No, it isn't.
It's a complete boondoggle, by the way. Don't even dink with it. Leave it alone. Let people drive cars. Build more roads. Call it good.
Yeah, build more lanes.
Thank you.
Please add lanes.
Not going to happen. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Crazy.
Now, true cost of an EV. Speaking of driving.
Okay.
And the one thing that I want to make sure that I caution all of our listeners on, not that I think there's a lot of listeners out there on this side that would go buy an EV just because gas prices are getting high and they think they're going to save money by buying one. Although, I'm sure there's people out there where that's crossed their mind. Why? Because it's talked about constantly. Go buy an EV, save money at the pump. Go buy an EV, save money at the pump. And by the way, will you save money at the pump? Yeah, you will. Is the per mile cost of an EV less than a comparable gas vehicle? Yes. Yeah, it is. I'm a car guy. I won't deny that. The problem is most people, again, the total sales of EVs against all of the rest of what's sold in this country is about 4%. So 96% of the cars sold are driven by a gasoline or diesel engine. Okay? So the reality is most people, to say they're going to save money at the pump, have to go spend 50, 60 grand to buy an EV in the first place. That doesn't save you any money at the end of the day.
No, it doesn't.
And very rarely can you figure out the equation where you can take your vehicle, trade it in, sell it, do whatever you need to do, pay the difference even, buy an EV, save money at the pump, and still come out in the end ahead. It would take you years and years and years. I think the equation is somewhere around 10 years just to break even on what you spend in extra money to then save money at the pump.
And that's with subsidies.
Yes, that's with you getting tax credits on buying an EV.
Yeah, that's with me helping
if
buy
EVs
your car.
If EVs stood on their own, it would be a lot worse.
No offense, I don't want to help buy your car.
Shouldn't have to.
Buy your own damn car.
Correct.
I'm in a bad mood today.
There is a good article, and Charlie sent me this the other day. We'll put this up on the website later tonight. CNET actually has it's a pretty thorough, even though CNET is lefties, there's actually a pretty good article here talking about the real cost of electric car ownership, and it gets into a lot of the things that I've talked about on all of my programs, which is it's not just the cost of the car either. You now have to add a charging station. You now have to pay for said electricity that goes into the charging station.
Right.
You then have to plan your day and your trips accordingly because you're not going to take that car cross country. I mean, you can, but you better pack your lunch and your suitcase and a lot of extra time because getting from A to B takes a lot longer in an EV once you have to start recharging than it does your gasoline-powered vehicle. Just the way it is, folks. No yeah. secrets here. And there's not enough, you know, Tesla slash DC charge station, fast charge stations out there to make that trip comfortable. Doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. And what do we do when we get, instead of 5%, 35% of the cars out there are electric? We don't have a grid that even comes close to being able to deal with that. And I'm not just saying we don't have one. I'm saying we don't even have one in theory.
No, we don't. And even the head of the largest EV car manufacturer of the world, who's the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, will say if he was sitting in this room with Andy and I right now, he would agree with us.
Yep. In a heartbeat.
And by the way, I think he would agree with us by and large on all of what we're saying, that electric cars are for a niche of people that really understand what driving. By the way, most that own them don't even understand it. They figure it out once they get into it, but that even takes a little bit. They don't have any idea on the front side what's involved. But the majority of people that own EVs have other transportation. It's not their only car. I know there's a few exceptions to that, but by and large, the person owning an EV is just like me. They own it as something they can go play around with, and all of the other vehicles are there if they have to actually go do something. That's me.
Yeah, and the second it gets cold, your distance you can travel
drops
goes way
30,
down.
30-35% it drops when
it's cold out. It's just not tenable, John. I could see it in Arizona or someplace like that when you never have to worry about that.
Let me give you, and I've said this on air, and I'll keep saying this because I don't, you know, you guys know me. I want to be realistic and honest at all times. Do EVs work for certain individuals? Yes. I'm one of them, by the way. I come to the station, I go home. I come to the station, I go home. I do that 6 days a week. My round trip is about 65 to 70 miles. My range is over 200 a day. Even when it's cold out in the wintertime, I'm still 200 a day. Does it work for what I do? Absolutely it does.
Right.
But I
that's
have
your
other
lifestyle.
Transportation that I can hop in to go do all of the other things I want to do throughout the year.
Right.
If I want to drive up to the mountains, if I want to drive to Texas, if I want to, wherever I want to go, I have other means to do so. I'm not relying on my plug-in to get there. I'm different. I'm unique. And it works for me. But I'm not the majority, Andy.
No, you're not.
And most that have to have that as their primary car, it will not be practical for them.
No. I mean, I think it's fine for a lot of urban dwellers who only want to tool around the urban area for the most part. And maybe now and then, you know, take a trip up to Loveland or the Springs. But for the most part, you want to stay in this Front Range area right here. Okay, yeah, that's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to drive further. I mean, next month, Corey and I were going up to South Dakota.
Yeah,
I couldn't
it's not going to work for that. No.
No.
The other thing, too, and I've said this before, and I want to make sure that I'm clear on this. You have to have the right circumstances, even in your home or your property, to even make this work. What I mean by that is most people, not all, but most people don't have room in the garage to even park a car. It's full of crap. So they park outside. In this particular case, you really should be pulling the vehicle in at night, putting it into your plug, you know, charging it, doing all those things. My point, Andy, is you need a garage and space to actually put a car inside.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, which, again, a lot of folks out there driving don't have. And by the way, it's not a knock against those folks that don't have. They just don't have it. So you take, somebody lives in an apartment complex. They're going to have charge stations at every pole in an apartment complex? I don't think so. There's not enough, to your point, there's not enough grid. There's not enough power now even coming into that apartment complex to do what I just said.
No, there isn't.
Doesn't exist. If everybody there plugged in at night at the same time, there's not enough there.
Crash it.
Not enough to do that.
Yeah.
So we haven't even thought through all of this process to, as a state now, we have a stupid governor who mandated that we go all green on cars by like 2030, which isn't that far away, folks. Model year-wise, it's 7 years away. You tell me how Colorado's going to do that in 7 years.
We won't. We'll fail.
So why aren't...
Or it'll take tremendous suffering on a lot of people.
So why aren't our Republican candidates... talking about the realism of what I just said and the fact that by 2030 it won't happen. We're not going to get there.
I don't know, John. I don't. I'm honestly pretty disappointed in a lot of what I've
because
been
saying. Because we're not, Andy. We're not going to make it by 2030. It's not going to happen.
No.
So why have a mandate as a state that we're going to follow California and all their stupid rules when we can't do that?
Yeah, and even beyond that, John, what about the fact that you're driving most of the oil and gas industry out of Colorado when Colorado is loaded with shale oil and you could have just tons and tons of high-paying jobs pumping up our economy? Gone.
Why are we not talking about that more?
I don't know. Because Republican candidates need to be talking oil and gas. And here's why also, John, before we go to break, let me just say this. Because that sells.
Most people, when you're paying $4 at the pump, Andy.
Yeah. Most people in Colorado love the idea of drill, baby, drill. Even in a liberal state, they want it.
I can tell you this. They don't want to pay $4 a gallon for gasoline. So anything you can do to talk about how we as a state can contribute to the lowering of?
Yeah.
It's a great talking point.
Yep.
Talking about the fact that we can't meet the specifications our governor put into place that follow California and be all green on cars by 2030 is an important talking point. But why is nobody covering that?
Right. We can't meet that. But what we can do is expand oil and gas exploration here in Colorado, tons and tons of high-paying jobs, and you're contributing to lowering the price of gas.
And oh, by the
for
way,
Americans.
And oh, by the way, folks, if we really want to go all green in Colorado, then we really ought to sit down at a table and really get serious about building a nuclear power plant somewhere in this state. If that's really something we're serious about as a state,
absolutely.
And if we're not going to have that conversation, then there's no way we can go all green by 2030. Why don't we have those conversations, Andy?
No idea, John. I've kind of wondered that too. Why are they?
These
not
are real conversations, folks.
Yeah.
These are what people get elected on, I think, anyways. Golden Eagle Financial, folks. Al Smith, he's got some steps to retirement. He's got classes coming up, folks, that you can be involved in. One of them's going on this week, and another one goes on next week. So you can sign up for that by just calling Al directly, 303-744-1128, or go to klzradio.com.
Maintain your budgeting momentum for retirement. Once you begin good financial habits, you're more likely to continue them. If you procrastinate, you're likely to continue procrastinating. A good plan will help your financial momentum, allowing you to see numerical projection of what it's going to take. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you strategize a great retirement plan that will include a clear picture of where you are now and an image of what you want your future to look like and include the steps necessary to get you there. With Al Smith's help, you'll learn how much you need to save in order to achieve your financial goals. Provide yourself with income that will last with the momentum of good habits. Al Smith can help people who are newly retired or have a 5 to 10 year window before leaving the labor force. You need to be realistic about your retirement with financial planning from Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial. Visit klzradio.com/money to maintain or establish budgeting momentum for your retirement.
All right, folks, KNR, it's knrhometransitions.com. That's the website. Find them at klzradio.com. Catherine and Robin are going to join us, by the way, Thursday at 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about your home, the investments that you can make in real estate. In fact, do you look at your home as an investment? We'll talk about that Thursday. In the meantime, call Catherine and Robin. Anything you need when it comes to real estate, 720-437-8210 or klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin can help you take control of your foreclosure, positioning your home to sell for a higher price so you keep the leftover equity. In the past, the Denver metro area would see maybe 5 foreclosures per week. Recently, around 100 homes enter foreclosure every week. Searching online for help, you will find a lot of companies that only offer one solution. Filing for bankruptcy may help some people, but bankruptcy merely postpones the problem. A short sale can become a long, drawn-out process without improving your credit for the future. You need an advocate who will give you options for a more prosperous future, because one size doesn't fit all. Catherine and Robin will provide objective recommendations based on your situation. Thanks to KLZ's real estate team, homeowners who would have lost everything ended up with money in their pockets. Call Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby of K&R Home Transitions now at 720-437-8210. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair, where you keeping your vehicle running well makes it last longer, saves money at the pump, and that's what they can help you with at Extreme Auto Repair. In fact, they can tailor a maintenance plan just for you and your vehicle. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
As a small business owner yourself, you can't afford to have one of your company vehicles out of commission for long. Every hour of downtime costs you more money, because you can't serve your own customers. Extreme Auto Repair offers the transparency of a family-owned shop with the turnaround times of the big guys. You'd prefer to work exclusively with a family-owned auto repair shop because they offer more relational service, emphasizing long-term maintenance over making a quick buck. But many local shops don't have the capacity to service all your vehicles, including your fleet. The average family-owned shop has maybe 6 to 8 bays. They offer limited services because they don't have the space. With 20 fully operational bays, Extreme Auto Repair has the flexibility to maintain your fleet quickly, including DOT inspections. The service you want, the services you need. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Find them now at klzradio.com/extreme.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, one of you texted in and asked us to, because I forgot about the question of the day. Sorry, we got involved with all sorts
You're
of other
slacking,
things.
You're slacking, John.
I was slacking, yeah, sorry. Yesterday's answer to the question of the day, name the city in Utah where in the late 1800s, one could buy divorce papers from a vending machine for $2.50. That's Corinne, Utah, C-O-R-I-N-N-E. Is I'm saying that right, Charlie? Corinne, Utah? I have no idea, but that's where it was.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
In the 1880s. When dropped in, the instructions read, pull the handle and take the papers to the attorney who would see that the names were properly filled in and witnessed. So there you go. Today's right. Impossible question. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. What is the official national animal of Scotland? What is the official national animal of Scotland?
I'm not sure, but it wears a kilt. I really don't know. I know nothing about Scotland.
Me neither. Charlie, any ideas? Charlie doesn't even know. Yoda does not know. I don't know either, but some of you out there probably do. Answer this on the, and don't look it up, don't cheat, but you can look it up on the, or you can answer it, I should say, on the RushReason.com website, but don't cheat. Don't cheat.
Okay.
We don't like cheaters.
No, don't cheat.
Those are on the other side.
You gotta guess.
The lefties cheat.
So what are you talking about tomorrow?
Health and wellness. We have got, and let me just look here really quick. We actually got some good guests coming up tomorrow.
Cool.
Christine Horonic's going to join us, by the way, during the first hour. She's a fitness trainer, and what people have found is that with the pandemic, gym memberships have become too pricey. People just don't want to go. They're not hitting their fitness goals. She'll explain why. Gregory Wrightstone, by the way, we're going to talk more about just green energy and all that nonsense. Last month was the CO2 readings were the highest ever last month, so we'll talk about that with him, which I already know what he probably say, but
yeah,
at any rate. And in the wake of, this will be interesting, in the wake of Russians' invasion of Ukraine, is Taiwan next? We've got a China analyst who I've never talked to before, John Kuhns, I think I'm saying that right, K-U-H-N-S.
Yes.
He's going to give us an analysis of that and let us know what he thinks.
Are you a little surprised that it's taken this long? Why are they waiting?
Well,
I mean, I'm glad they're waiting. I don't want them to do it.
There's already been a certain amount of Chinese aircraft that have entered into Taiwan airspace and so on, and you're just not hearing about it in the news media.
No, I've heard about some of their moving of stuff. They've moved into position. I'm just kind of surprised they haven't launched.
I think they're waiting to kind of see what happens in Russia. That's my thought. I don't know. I'm not a China expert.
I will tell you one thing right now. The world will not rally to the defense of Taiwan like they are with Ukraine.
I don't think so either. Unfortunately, they won't.
Unfortunately, they won't. They should, but they won't.
I will even take a step outside the box, since I've already stepped on a lot of toes. Probably should do it more there than Ukraine.
Oh yes, absolutely.
If you're really gonna get down to it,
yeah, I'm
more
not
there.
You know, I hate what's happening to Ukraine too, but Taiwan, yeah, that's a freedom place, man.
Exactly, and China wants to take that away. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, plus a lot more. So guys, have a great evening. If you missed the first hour with Jordan Goodman, we had a great conversation, by the way. Listen to that next. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.